Again, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Tazria, Metzora, in Chutz Laretz, Tavshin Ayin Ches. The Parshas of Tazria Metzora appear in Sefer Vayikra amongst the discussions of the Karbonis, and there is a reason why it's brought down over here. And that's to teach us that the Kohen must descend from his lofty, sacred work in the Beis HaMikdash to deal with the lowest aspects of the people's lives, including those of a Metzora and a Zav. The Kohen who spends his life in the sacred domain of the Beis HaMikdash, dealing with the Karbonis, is the one who the Torah commands to lower himself and get involved in all matters relating to Tzaras. The Torah tells us this point by instructing that when a person has Tzaras, he shall be brought to Aaron the Kohen or to one of his sons, Perek Yigimel Pasuk Beis. Rather than simply requiring the person to come to a Kohen, the Torah says he has to come to Aaron or to one of his sons, emphasizing that the greatest Kohanim are the ones who must descend from their loftiest heights of sanctity to work with the Metzora who has fallen to the lowest depths of impurity. Even more so, we find further in the parasha of Perek Yudal, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'yatza ha-Kohen al-Michutz la-Machaneh. After the Kohen has already decided that the Metzora has to leave the Machaneh, he has to leave the city, he has to leave the encampment, the Kohen must go outside of his comfort zone. He must go outside of the camp to the Metzora, and he has to check on the Metzora. Even though the Kohen normally spends his days engaged in matters of Kedusha and the Beis HaMikdash, he has to leave and tend to this person stricken with Tzaras. The Pasuk says, V'ra ha-Kohen, v'hine nirpa nega ha-Tzaras min ha-Tzaroa. After the entire checking that the Kohen does once or twice, and he sees that the Metzora has become cured. And the Pasuk uses a very interesting word. The Pasuk says, Vihine. Vihine means behold. The Psikta, the Medrash, tells us that there's another time the Torah uses the word Vihine, and that's in Shemois Perek Dalet Pasuk Tosvav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you are the leader, and not only are you the leader, but your brother Aaron, who's older than you, is going to greet you when you come back to Mitzrayim, and he is very happy. He's rejoicing in his heart that you are the leader. The Pasuk uses the word Vegam Hinehu Yaitse Likrosecha Viracha Visamach Biliboy, that behold, Aaron HaKohen is coming out to greet you, and he will see you and rejoice. The Kohen must feel such a level of closeness to the Metzora that he experiences genuine joy over the fact that the person's Tzaras has been cured. This Tzaras, the situation of Tzaras, is when the Kohen's love for every Jew is manifest. This love does not come out during the normal times, when everything is going smoothly, and the Kohen is together with his fellow Kohanim, basking in the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather when the Kohen has to leave the Beis HaMikdash and go Michutz LaMachaneh to work with the Metzora. This is when his powerful love for each and every Jew is put on full display. We find by David HaMelech that David HaMelech told Yonasan, Niflasa Havascha Li Me'avas Nashim, your love is more wonderful to me than the love of even a woman. The first three letters of the words, the first letter of the words, Niflasa, Avos Chali, Nun, Aleph Lamed, are the last letters of Ahuva El HaKohen when the Metzora is brought to the Kohen. And the Mishnah Navos tells us that David and Yonasan were Ahava She'ina Tuliya B'Davar, the love that Yonasan and David HaMelech had for each other was a love that depended on nothing. It was a love just for the pure sake of loving each other. This is the level of love that a Kohen must feel for the Metzora when he goes outside of the camp to work with him. Although today we don't have Metzorayim, unfortunately we have many lost souls, and it's our duty to try to bring them back. Sometimes people must be sent away so they won't cause harm to others. But just as the Metzora is sent away to isolation and others must keep a distance from him, but the Kohen is commanded to love him with the same intensity that David HaMelech had for Yonasan. And we have a responsibility to arouse in our hearts genuine love for each and every Jew, even those who sometimes need to be distanced. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yud Beis, "B'midash adam moided bo moided in loy." HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats a person the way he treats others. And if we show our love for even those Jew who are far and distant and work to bring them closer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in turn shower us with his love. Ad bias goyel tzedek v'meirav yameinu amein. A good Shabbos.